I'm curious about your take on this, Lisa, and also maybe comment on the trial that you're doing. I think that we're waiting for some data on. You know, again, with all the excitement with T-DM1 and pertuzumab, I kind of get the feeling there's less enthusiasm. We've had all those preoperative HER2-positive trials about a year, I guess it was last year at San Antonio. And maybe you can just comment on what we've learned from these studies and where things are heading.
So the trial you mentioned actually was informed by some of these other trials. So this was CALGB-40601, which had three arms. It was paclitaxel, trastuzumab, paclitaxel, lapatinib, or paclitaxel with both. With the emerging toxicity and lack of efficacy, additional efficacy data from single agent lapatinib with chemotherapy in the neoadjuvant setting, actually we dropped out the third arm, so it ended up being dual versus single. The clinical data will be shown at ASCO, but I think what we've learned, and I think you know the shared thing, is the most important thing you can bring to the table with these neoadjuvant studies is twofold. One is you get a very good early look at efficacy, which helps you with this determinations amongst multiple choices. And I have to say, as we move into the era of many, many drugs that are biologically driven, having the setting where you can answer a question relatively quickly and not have to wait 10 years for an adjuvant trial is actually a useful thing. In addition, being able to tie it to the tissue-based correlates is a key element of this. I mean, we all are struggling with how to select patients for some of these targeted agents, and it's hard for me to imagine that the neoadjuvant setting isn't going to be a big part of that. Witness to that, we actually required the mandatory biopsies in 40601 for fresh tissue. And so we'll have it for 100% of the patients. And the correlative data is actually being done now also in preparation for ASCO.